Jeff, this week we are starting the report talking about Medicare patients in the area now seeing higher costs. Why is this important to folks, and should they consider supplemental care with these costs?
At a meeting last week, Gila Regional Medical Center's interim CFO, Gregory Brickner, wanted to let the Grant Countyans know that if they're going to get procedures done or services at Gila Regional, they may see, if they're Medicare recipients, they may see 20% higher bills. Brickner told Grant County Commissioners that this is a result of the hospital's new designation as a critical access hospital. And the Daily Press spoke to a local insurance broker here, Carol Holt with Tom Blanchard Insurance. And she said that it's not unusual for hospitals like Gila Regional to charge 15 to 20% more for procedures, as they are allowed to do under federal guidelines. And she just wanted to stress the importance to our readers that if you're a Medicare recipient and you don't already have supplemental insurance, and about 65% of Medicare recipients do carry supplemental insurance, you might think about seeking that out with either an insurance broker or even through Gila Regional. Brickner said that the financial department at Gila Regional is actively working with patients to help them figure out a way to cover these extra costs.
Okay. Thanks for the information on that. I want to move on and talk about another story that has to do with a local park. Later this summer, this park is scheduled to be closed for some time due to construction. Tell us about which park is going to be affected.
There's a lot going on at the Grant County-owned Baton Park, and there's a baseball field there. There's a very popular sort of party spot pavilion that folks in the county rent for wedding receptions and quinceañeras and things like that. There's playground, and there's several veterans memorials there. The county is set to start quite a few projects out there, actually. They've got some money from the state to design sort of an improved trail system there that the county commissioners hope will connect with the Forest Service trails that are nearby. They're also going to start a construction project to fix some sort of endemic drainage issues at the park, as well as make it handicap accessible. That's going to start later this summer, and we'll see the park closed for about 90 days. In addition to that, commissioners gave the green light to start working on a redesign for the Baton Death March component of all the veterans memorials that are out there. There's a sort of a small, some say crumbling memorial to those World War II veterans. There were quite a few from Grant County involved in the that part of the Pacific War. And the commissioners did green light spending at least $50,000 and up to $150,000 on a complete redesign and rebuild of this. So that's hoped to take place before the 80th anniversary of the Baton Death March next April.
Okay, thanks for the update there. I want to move on and talk about a popular festival that has returned as an in-person festival. Share with us what folks are saying about this year's Clay Festival.
Unlike last year, which was sort of a stripped-down virtual event for the most part, the Silver City Clay Festival is, quote, alive and well in 2021, according to organizers Lee Gruber and company. So the Clay Festival this year started July 12th and runs to the 18th. You can see a complete list of events, including, you know, gallery walks, demonstrations, workshops, exhibitions, and tours at clayfestival.com.
Jeffrey Plant is a reporter with the Silver City Daily Press and Independent. Jeff, thanks for updating us this week on the Silver City Report.
Thanks, Anthony.